With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Dukes and Bell. We are out here at the 3198 Canes Hill Place, right here in the heart of Buckhead, man. Having a good time at Buckhead Butcher Shop. I just talked to Chef Leonard. Mike, little history before we get to our guy in Kansas City, Josh Klingler. Chef Leonard is the and was the longtime chef at Bones. So if you ever went to Bones Restaurant, he probably cooked your meal, and he is amazing, and he is bringing out these hors d'oeuvres and these finger foods, and I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, so you guys, whether it's a seasoned grill man or you want to get started, guys.
Chef Leonard, stop it.
This is the Taj Mahal of meat. This is like an ultra lounge. We've got a full liquor bar. It's a scene. So Josh Klingler joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. They know something about steaks in Kansas City.
Yes, they do.
Josh, do you have like a multi-purpose butcher shop bar nightclub in Kansas City?
That sounds fantastic. No, every one-stop shop, huh?
Yes, it is. It really is. I mean, literally, you can purchase it and have it cooked right here at the same place while you're having a cocktail. It's unbelievable. All right, let's talk about this game. We got to start with the obvious, right? And pardon us for talking about what has been talked about all week. Josh, what do you know about this ankle? I've seen videos. I've seen little snippets. Where is Mahomes, in your opinion? What is he going to be on Sunday?
Yeah, we've all turned into, I'm calling it amateur ankle analysts. No doctorate, no MRIs, no hands-on. We're all just observing snippets of practice. He's either faking it really well or he's been a remarkable healer, and he's been that way throughout his entire career. He's played with the various injuries, and we still look back at the kneecap dislocation he did in Denver a few years ago on a quarterback sneak, which – ended any quarterback sneaks probably ever in his tenure here in Kansas City, and he only missed a few weeks. And he had an injured toe he played with earlier that he said was worse than this ankle. And so, he's running around okay. We haven't really seen him at full speed, and I think he's probably waiting to see exactly how that works out on Sunday. But so far so good. There's nothing that's going to keep him out of the game for sure. Only Patrick and Andy Reid and whoever know how limited he is and what they might have to tweak in the playbook to accommodate that. He's not a runner per se, but he's great with his feet. I mean, he's smart when he takes off. He obviously can move around the pocket and move, evade stuff in the pocket. And so his mobility, if it's not 100%, we'll have to see how that factors into how he's able to play, but he's definitely playing.
It is Josh Klingler with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Josh with the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. I know the Bengals really hated all that chatter about a Kansas City Buffalo match here in Atlanta, and they kind of use that as some motivational fuel. Are the Chiefs upset with this Burrowhead stuff and the fact that the Bengals have been kind of getting one over on the Chiefs?
Yeah, they're not doing much publicly about it, but yes, I mean they know it's there. They know the chatter's there. Defensive tackle Chris Jones today ended his press conference and said, "I'll see you all Sunday at Burrowhead." So he was really the first one to kind of said it out loud. So I think there's a little feistiness with this game because the Chiefs really this was the fuel for their offseason, blowing an 18-point lead in the AFC Championship game last year to the Bengals. I mean, this was what sent them to the to the summer workouts and everything heading into the season. So everything's right there for the, the ability to get one back that they thought they should have had last year. So sets up perfectly in that regard, just a little extra fuel, I guess. But yeah, they've done a pretty good job of not, you know, taking the bait, but they all know what's going on, and certainly Chris kind of put an exclamation point on that today.
Yeah, I saw where Willie Gay, the linebacker, asked about what impresses him about the Bengals' offense. Nothing. It was like Mr. T. It was like Brother Lang. Nothing impresses me. And even, you know, Jamar Chase was asked who said it. There's a lot of chirping going on. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How do the Chiefs slow down the Bengals' run game? They broke the Bills off for $170 last week. I think the Bengals' running backs as a tandem are better than Jacksonville's, and Jacksonville had some success running the ball against you guys. Is that a concern going into this game?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's and that got their offense jump-started, right, against the Bills, no doubt about it, the way they ran the football. And they ran the football against the Chiefs pretty well in the first matchup, and they didn't have Joe Mixon. It was just Samaje Perine, and he was really good catching the football as well. And so having that tandem, that's the first thing you got to – there's a lot you got to stop on this offense, obviously, but – you know, if they're running the football, that really sets the tone. I think the same can be said on the flip side. I think both teams probably want to try to establish the run, knowing they can throw the football with their terrific quarterbacks. But yeah, stopping the run is got to be mode number one. And then getting the pass rush on Joe Burrow. They felt like last year that he kind of slipped out of their fingertips a couple times late in the game, especially. And so they need to get some pressure on the quarterback, stop the run game, and not allow, you know, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins to be running around the secondary and expose the back end of the defense that way. So, yeah, that's the prime focus. It's simplistic, right? It's like stop the run and establish the run. But I think that's a big part of the game for both sides.
It is Josh Klinger with us, guys, talking about the playoffs, man, AFC Championship. That's the late game, by the way, from the Chiefs Radio Network here on Dukes and Bell. I was looking at the numbers in the overtime game last year, and I know that they moved on with multiple pieces, including Pacheco, who's a stud, but Tyreek Hill had 7 catches for 78 and a touchdown last year. Do you think this is a game where they could use a guy like Tyreek Hill, or they've got enough weapons?
Well, it's just been different. Patrick Mahomes' numbers this year kind of speak for themselves, their ability to spread the football around. Travis Kelce is the number one target. We know that. They've done a fantastic job of throwing the football to the running backs. Jerick McKinnon has had a terrific season finding the end zone and being kind of the screen guy and the outlet guy on third down and in the red zone, that type of thing. But yeah, I mean, they'd love to have a wide receiver kind of step up in this postseason. Didn't hear a lot from either Juju Smith-Schuster or Marquez Valdez-Scantling last week. And so one or both need to probably have a bigger game this go-around. They're going to focus on Travis Kelce. There's no doubt about it. And they've done a really good job on him as well. Really kind of second half when they've shut down the Chiefs offense. They've done a better job against Travis Kelce. And so Kelsey's always going to get the top attention, and that frees some stuff up for the wide receiver. Someone needs to step up and grab it.
Josh, how much pressure is on Andy Reid? Do you feel like having home field advantage, playing the Bengals 2 years in a row? I love Big Red, and I know what he's accomplished as an NFL coach. He's one of the best to ever do it. But don't you feel like there's some pressure on him right now?
A little bit, because I think it's pressure on everybody, because I think you don't want to waste this pretty terrific window that you're in. I call it kind of the first era of Patrick Mahomes, and we're getting kind of greedy around here too. I mean, 5 straight home games in the AFC Championship, 2 trips to the Super Bowl, but only 1 win. You know, it feels like so greedy, right? Like, only 1 win. But this feels like, multiples, at least in this early run, that you should be able to stack a couple of these. And, yeah, you can't ask for anything more playing these games at home. And so 2-2, right, in home AFC Championship games. So you have to take advantage of the home field in these situations. This is a tough matchup, though, no doubt about it. The Bengals have done a really nice job finishing off games against the Chiefs, and they would like to get one back, obviously, because they led all three. They've lost 4, three straight, I guess, against Joe Burrow and company, including the playoff game. And all 3 games they led in the fourth quarter and let it get away. And so they'd love to finish this one. I don't know if the pressure's fully on Andy Reid, but, you know, you don't get to another Super Bowl and win another one in this kind of era, then it does kind of put the pressure on, but I think it does get a little greedy. I mean, we're pretty spoiled right now with this, but the bar is set pretty high and their expectation level is pretty high. So I guess we all have to hold them to the same kind of standard that they expect, which is, you know, be in that big game, give yourself a chance to win it all.
That's right.
It is Josh Klingler with us, guys. We're kind of handicapping the AFC Championship, and I use handicap because we like to gamble, Josh. We like to put a little money on these things. And I got to be honest, the Chiefs didn't really cover the spread a lot this year. Mm. And some of that was maybe having some leads and, you know, whether they took the pedal off the gas. I don't know. But why was it like that this year? Is it a sum of its parts and they get up for the bigger games and some of the regular season games?
Yeah, I mean, I think the front end of their schedule probably, you know, was a little bit tougher. And they kind of geared up then. And that's when you saw kind of, what, 3 40-point games the first half of the season. Mm. I thought against the better opponents. And not to say they got bored down the stretch, but they might have got a little bit bored down the stretch. You know, the schedule kind of lightened up, but they did play closer to the vest games and didn't exactly blow people out. I think a factor of not covering, too, is big numbers. I mean, they've had a lot of big numbers each and every week. But they haven't done the greatest job of finishing teams off when they've been able to, you know, get leads and what have you. And so I think that this is a team, again, that I think their expectation level is the playoffs. Not to say they're going through the motions during the regular season, but it's about the playoffs. And so I think the foot's back on the gas, and hopefully we'll see that come Sunday. You know, I don't think it's going to be a large margin by any means. The Bengals are really good. This is, I think, going to go down to probably the fourth quarter and late in the fourth quarter. So a close game can be expected. I guess that's good for both. Both have played pretty well in close games. You hope that the Chiefs playing close games against lesser opponents does help in close games against better opponents. We'll see.
Weather Sunday, what's it supposed to be?
Well, no offense to you guys, I did not want to go to the neutral site, but realizing I'm giving up about 60 degrees on the sidelines, okay? between the indoor climate controlled and what's supposed to be like 10, 11, 12 degrees coming on Sunday. So, but I'll take it. Rather be at home than neutral for sure, but it's not exactly indoor climate controlled. But I don't think the precipitation is going to be a problem. It's just going to be cold.
And Josh, just for Falcon fans, when next time we get to Arrowhead, what is the steakhouse? You can pick only one steakhouse in a city like Kansas City. Where would you go?
Wow.
I know you probably have many friends in the business. There could be
I know. That's always the hard part. Everybody asks, where do you go for barbecue? I'm like, I go everywhere. Because it's like you go get a plate of something here, a side of something here, a sandwich here. It's hard to say, but Capital Grill is always the kind of go-to for that, so I guess I'd say that for the steak. And then you don't have to pin me down for barbecue because it's everywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.